Welcome once again to another session of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, we have part 1 to session 58. I've left in more table chatter than I usually do when I edit, and the first half hour of the session is rehashing the last session, making plans, and just catching up with one another. If you want more or less of our table chatter in the recordings, drop us an email and let us know. But for now, session 58, entitled Two Weddings and a Trial, will begin.
Failure.
Hello?
I will be right back. Turn off since.
Hello.
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 Hello. Now, quickie question. What do I need to do to grab an NPC skilled with appraisal? Just spend the point on appraisal and then.
Well, what do you want them for?
I need a ladies traveling companion / personal assistant / clerk, preferably one skilled in appraisal.
So you want a companion, and you want to do it as a stunt point.
I guess, whichever would work best.
You don't have to. Yeah, you could simply hire someone. It just means that I can kill them off. if you buy them as a stunt, just think of it as an extension to your character, because that's what they become. They're bullet shields. when you buy them with a stunt point, you do get to give them a skill. And the other way they work is if you are in a conflict, they will essentially dive in front of you because damage will happen to them first before it goes to you, if you so wish. That is the benefit of getting someone like that as a stunt. If you just want to go and hire someone, that's fine. I think your resources is high enough that that's not a big deal.
No, I think I want to do it as a stunt.
You do want to do it as a stunt. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, it's a stunt. He'll have to compensate for you if he does do something nice.
Okay. And Marcus is telling me just hire and let her die.
Colin Bernard, not the name.
Oh, you
just call her Jade Doe, and when she dies, you can replace her with Jade Doe the second.
No crossovers, Joshua. None.
He was the best clerk ever.
Because you kept on spending style dice on him.
Yes. And thusly, he was the best clerk ever. He was better than all the players.
There's the link to the tabletop. And go ahead. Let's let Sharon finish up here.
No, I was just saying that if I hired as a stunt point, that would just be one. That would be one point to use, right?
One stunt point. It takes off one of your refresh. It is permanent as long as you have her as a stunt. At some point down the line, if you wish to fire her, you get your stunt point or your refresh point back. Because once again, think of her as an extension to your character as opposed to a separate character altogether. Because she really she can't act on her own unless you actually pay a chip during, let's say you want your appraising person or your companion to go and do something, somewhere else without you around. You have to pay a stunt point, or excuse me, a chip to do that for them to act individually. Otherwise, they just help you in your action. If you want this person to be a companion, you're going to want them to be good for mental tasks and not physical. You have to choose between mental, physical, and social. I suppose it could be social. So you have to choose which tasks that companion can perform. So as a companion, what would you rather have her be? A social help or a mental help? So mental would be appraising. Social would be she could help you, if you were going to some sort of dinner or whatever, she could make sure you're dressed properly. She could make sure that you're announced properly, that sort of thing. That would give you a social edge. But when you buy her, you have to choose which of the three things that she's going to do. And she can only do one of the three things.
Okay.
She is socially impressive, but she has no mind and is completely insubstantial.
Well, no, it means that she can't help you with those things. You are better than her at that, and she could offer you no advice. So the thing that you pick that she's good at, she is at least competent enough to help you with.
And appraisal's based on burglary, right?
Appraisal?
It could be a science skill.
Yeah, it could be its own skill. So you could build her with her own skill. It would be a better use of the one skill you get for her anyway. Because if you have a specific skill like that, there's less of a difficulty to actually do the specific task.
Okay.
But if you wanted just to give her the generic burglary, you could do that too. Or give her the skill appraisal.
Okay, I'm going to give the appraisal.
Okay.
And
you will be able to spend XP on her to make her better and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. I started a thread on that on the forums if you want to look over it. But just to start with, just to get it kicked off, just spend one refresh and you got her.
Okay. Done.
Okay.
And also, Bert, I sent you a note about some skill upgrades. I updated the sheet with those upgrades.
Okay. Sounds good. Everybody remember to turn off or disable the video and audio in the Roll20 app. JGilt, it may be giving you the browser out of date error because it's trying to load the video and audio. If you turn them off, it may let you.
I have fixed it now.
Okay.
You just have to log in.
I'm going to try once on logging in on Roll20, and if it doesn't work, I'm just going to play around with it later this week.
All right.
No idea what my password is.
You can start a new one. It's fine, Jameis.
I have to create a new account. I have to use a different email, though, for my account. I can't use the same email.
Well, actually, there should be a retrieve password function now. You might have to scroll down the page.
Okay. Oh, no, that's unfair.
Hey, Bert, does my wife want to come with me with the child?
No, she does not.
at the moment, I think we just want to take data, don't we?
To take data? Do we really want to have Beta in the situation where
Beta is the one who had the implanted dream about Egypt. There may be a little bit more information we can get from him, but more importantly, he's one of our few technical people. We don't have a gadget PC anymore.
What are you talking about? I have engineering in alchemy.
Alchemy is not going to help.
I know.
You're not actually... Okay, since when was the last time you built a death ray? Okay?
You're right.
Well, Beta hasn't either.
We should bring out
this. He can miniaturize a death ray for us. Aha! Working.
Someone else you might consider bringing is Xander, as he is the best driver and pilot of anyone that you have, including you guys.
So, Bert, if I understand looking at the map correctly, that British airship is to scale to the map?
No.
There we go.
Okay.
That's British.
That should be the lot.
Is there a little plate marker up there?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Are you going to make it go across the way, and you're going to make it, are you going to make sound effects and dash line appear?
Dun-da-da-da! Dun-da-da!
Okay. Managed to guess what my password was.
Huh.
You chose.
Have you been ill or something? Because you sound a bit different to me.
How do you disable the flash player here?
Go to the cog tab at the top right.
Don't do that. No! Stupid thing.
And then you scroll down and under video and voice disable everything.
Under...
There's a little...
My settings?
Yes, under my settings.
The bottom.
It's not accepting the fact that I want to disable.
Yeah, no, it's not accepting that.
Wow.
No, that's it.
Okay. Are you all getting this thing where it's just giving me an expanded version, so it's trying to get me to enable it again?
Oh, and everybody unclick the enable background chat beep. We don't want that beep going off.
Okay.
That's also under the my settings.
Yeah, I noticed it. Ooh, an adventure deck.
Oh,
yeah, it is not. It's not letting me into my settings. Ah, this is weird.
Aeroplanes, my planes.
Are you using the right one? There's a bunch of tabs across the top right, chat, art, library, journal, and there's one that says my settings. So if you click that, it doesn't go anywhere for you?
Right. It says my settings and it does nothing.
What does it show?
I can see Joshua, Marcus, Jake, Gilt, you, me, Jameis, and it says nothing.
Okay. What browser are you using?
Chrome.
You're using Chrome on a PC?
Yeah.
Okay, if that, well, it should work because, Chrome is the newest version that it works with. So, do you have basically a main screen and then off to the right a little bar, that has, it basically is a strip from top to bottom on the right hand of your screen. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay, what is in it right now?
It says macros,
That's it.
Dex.
That's it. Go all the way to the bottom of that, and you'll see one that says video and voice. You've got to scroll down.
Got it on the scroll.
Disable. Okay.
Yeah, disable broadcast to others, disable receive, and then under the video player, you'll probably want names only, just to give you more screen real estate. It now has macro buttons, so if you wanted to set up a 4D fudge button, you can do that now. So you don't have to keep typing in the slash roll 4DF.
Well, I've been setting up buttons for each separate skill. That's much more fun.
Yes.
Okay,
I just set up the buttons for the plus one, plus two, plus three, etc.
Okay, somebody's going to have to tell me because I haven't gotten into this before now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to have to tell me where to go because I haven't gotten into this before now.
That's okay. Did you turn off your video and audio?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So for now, just click back on the chat icon. And that'll give you basically your, the chat interface and where we can see where the dice rolls are.
Okay.
All right. I don't have an icon for your character since you weren't here when we did this the last time. So I'm just going to grab something real quick.
Okay.
I'm not seeing the buttons to actually click do the dice anywhere.
You have to, on the same My Settings, where the macros is, there is an option Macro Quick Bar. You have to click that.
Yeah, and then you put it in the bar.
There it is.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Right.
Ta-da, Javis.
I did not make this intuitive.
Okay.
I only found it because I was looking up in my settings.
Oh, wow. That's no reporter icons.
Oh, I can't move it.
Move what?
Where the order of the macro buttons.
Oh, no. Well, the order that you click for them to be in the bar is the order they appear in. So if you want a particular button to be first, unclick everything else, have that one to be the first click. And that's how you order them.
So to roll my fudge dice, okay.
You type in slash roll space 4DF.
Okay.
And if you want to make it easy, you can make that a macro in the My Settings.
I'm going to have to play with this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and try a roll now, Sharon. Okay, so just to make sure we can.
Slash roll.
And a space and then 4DF.
A lot of this you have to really play with to just get it working.
Ta-da!
There you are.
The job to get the gravitar stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. So I'm just going to grab a random female icon then.
4DF. Roll 4DF. Roll 4DF. Mm-hmm. Why are you not sorting?
All right. We'll take this one right here. Okay, so on the main part of the window now, these are your characters. I don't know if you've actually set them up. You don't need to. It's just something as a placeholder so we can see where you are. So don't worry about filling in anything for them as far as...
I'd imagine we'd all be in the same place, considering the map right now.
Okay, Sharon, you've got... here, let me assign that one to you. Let's see. Controlled by... Sharon. Okay. Sharon, you see the icon of the girl with the pulled back hair there?
Yeah.
See if you can move her around. Just kind of click
on
her.
There we go.
Okay.
You just have to be one word, no spaces for the back rows. That's annoyed.
There you go. Okay. So, I think everyone else should be able to move their own icon because you're all logged in last time. If you guys want to check real quick, just grab your character and move them around.
I did. And I'm happy to say that I have my one extra refresh from last game.
No, I can't, because you never actually gave me permission.
Okay, this Joshua, is that you? Alright, let me...
Yes.
Can you also fix his little circle around him, his aura? It's bugging me that it's different size from everyone else.
Hello there, I am back.
You're fired. I mean, hello.
I'm fired? I didn't even have a job. As long as I even employed.
That's why I said hello.
Where's Lara Croft?
Okay, DF.
All right, see if you can move him around now, Joshua.
Aha! I am the master of my face.
Your face with a white thing.
Very good thing to be the master of.
I'm going
to
be distracted a little bit. Just completely keep working on setting up all these buttons that say DF fair, DF good, DF whatever.
I put it with DF1, DF2, DF3, etc. DF8's the easier way of doing it.
I don't have the numbers. I have to look them up because I actually have to count them because that's how I have it on my character sheet.
I've got them as both because you can have both. It's a blank document.
Alright, we're trying out Roll20 again. It's in the open beta now. Anyone who's running their own games, you guys can sign up and get your own accounts now. It is an open beta. think actually if you've signed up for an account to play in mine, there's just an option that you can click to be a GM of your own now.
Yeah, if you need your game, you can go back in.
It's letting me... it'll let me do a GM of my own game. I just couldn't find anyone else.
Mm-hmm. All right, so last time we played, opened up my documents here. Oh, is Guilt Black? He went back for coffee.
Yes, I'm back.
Wait, okay. He's black now?
Yes, Marcus.
Yes, I'm black. I dived into a vat of black tar.
Okay.
By the way, I'm also highly flammable.
And you sound like you're talking in your, and as if you were in a closet.
That is water.
I have no Guilt's idea being quiet all day.
I have no idea what is wrong with this microphone. It works perfectly on my main PC, but using it on this laptop, it doesn't seem to like it.
Hmm.
All you have to do is interrupt him a lot so he gets angry and shouts, and then he's at the right volume.
Yes.
No, that's just in your case, Joshua, because I hate you. How dare you steal my spotlight as the only British person on this podcast?
Oh, I did that a long time ago.
I know, but I still resent you for it.
Hey, I'm joining you in this war effort.
Doesn't change the fact that I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not changing that.
All right, so after a rocky start here, we are on the road to Egypt, and you're getting kitted out. Your unnamed Zeppelin is being fitted for a very long voyage. Well, it's not that long. It's like 2.25 days if you go at normal cruising speed, and someone's microphone is completely fuzzed out.
Crap. Okay, so that didn't work then.
No, it did not.
That must have been what was screwing up my audio earlier.
No, that was entirely to do with just now, because I turned off the noise suppression.
Hmm. Better now, anyway. Okay, so the biggest modification that's being made and why you're kind of limited in carrying weight right now is your boilers have to carry a fair amount of water to be able to make the 2.25 day trip from Metapole to Cairo.
Any static? I have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, no static, but we can barely hear you, Guilt. You want to try again?
Okay, screw the external
That's
microphone.
Better.
I'll just use. Yeah, I'm just going to use the built-in one.
Built-in one sounds better.
I know, that's silly, because this is a professional tie clip microphone, and I have used it quite a lot, and it's been fine. And you'll recall when I first started with you guys that the built-in microphone was absolutely awful. That's what I'm using right now.
Your tie clip microphone, is it USB?
No, it's audio jack, but...
That's why. Your audio jack drivers for laptops are absolute crap. That's why.
USB ones work a lot better. Yep.
Or get an external audio card that'll accept quarter inch. The ones that are built into laptops are absolute crap, so...
I'm going to have to see if I can track down a couple of new drivers then. Oh, well, worth a try.
All right, so at least somebody said to go slower with the fitting. Do people want the extra week to train? You are welcome to.
Yeah, I think it'll be handy.
Yeah, because it can take up to a week for you to get all the provisions on board, for Beta to go over everything to make sure he's got the exact amount of water you're going to need, et cetera.
I thought you said there was going to be 2 weeks.
Well, it can be two, if you wish.
No, I thought it was going to be, I think what he's saying is going to take a week to get all the stuff together, then a week to get out there.
Well, it can take up to a week to get it fitted out and ready to go, but it's only going to take 2.25 days to get there. I checked out, the cruising speeds, for airships at the time. This was a little bit better. So given the, 60 to 70 miles or 70 to 80 miles an hour, it can actually do the trip in 2.25 days.
Hang on a second. You mean we're actually going to reach Cairo? I thought you were going to waylay us with, like, bomb threats aboard the airship or something.
Now.
When did this podcast move so fast?
Not saying we're going to start in Cairo. I'm giving you the expectation of how long the trip is going to take.
We bring whoever we think we need to bring.
My vote is for
Do we want to have a crew of apes?
Yes.
No. We want some apes.
Well, we will have. We will have that, regardless of who we take.
Our apes will be our armsmen. They shall be trained in boarding actions.
Equipped with boarding axes, yes. Train them up yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Your crew of monkeys are either going to be proficient at crafting and piloting, or you can have them being proficient at thugs. They can't be both.
Crafting and piloting.
Yep.
Humans are easier to train as thugs.
Now, we already have thug humans. That's what the chicker are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you do want
to... Plus, the apes are loyal.
Or are they?
they're loyal to... What's his name? Crick and Watson, if they're loyal to anyone.
Exactly. I'm loyal to Crick and Watson if they're loyal to me. Or at least we have a good working relationship.
Can you sign? Can you talk to them in sign language?
Of course not.
Yes, they do actually. Yeah, they speak in sign language. This is true.
So,
yes.
I'm adding an extra week on for training stuff.
Yeah, you can have a week before this actually starts.
Okay.
Fisting the air in happiness. Yeah.
I now speak Arabic.
Could be useful.
I have to think of something now.
So you are taking the monkey crew?
Unless Jet Guilty wants to pilot the entire time by himself, yeah, we're going to need a crew.
We're taking Xander as well, since he knows how to drive everything. Yeah. The question, is the ship handy-capable?
Is it what? Handy-capable? Oh, yes.
Because
Xander is
a little bit handicapped. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It has elevators instead of stairwells, so...
I'm guessing it has elevators in addition to stairwells, you mean?
It's got poles. You could take the elevators.
I was imagining the the repulsion air elevator. These things they have in science fiction, where you just sort of float up on a kind of air, like they have in Halo. Like
unfortunately, no. It's more like a dumbwaiter.
Right. And now I need another level one. Anyone got an idea for a new average skill?
It's billions of them. What do you
I got one. Craft basket weaving.
Yeah. Pilot airship.
I already have piloting, thank you.
You've got piloting. Okay.
Yes, I've got pilot 4 because I've got my wing flight, remember?
Oh, that's true. That is true.
I was also reason
you guys
why
figure that out. I'm going to get some more water. Be right back.
Go for it.
What would be useful? Something like, I don't know. Take read hieroglyphics or something.
Works of scholarship.
What, you can't have a more specific...
Yeah, you can have a specialty if you want. You can have a specialty if you want. Make reading hieroglyphs a bit easier.
Sorry, you mean we can expend XP on additional expertise and additional specializations?
No, it's you're buying a brand new skill.
I already have cryptography, so...
Mm-hmm.
I shall mull on this.
Buy perform guitar or something.
That's true. I have perform sketching, and I guess I could have perform musical instrument, but then I have the worry that I'll turn into a bard.
Hey, don't forget to give us our bonus to attack.
+1 bonus to attack, +1 bonus to damage. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, but you don't get any spells to level 2.
What are you on about? But the spells you get are absolutely amazing, seeing as you get, solid note from Pathfinder, which is absolutely amazing. I don't know why people keep on thinking bards are bad and you get stuff like that.
Don't forget bardic knowledge.
Mm-hmm. All right. People need not... if you just need an average skill so that you are bumping up your pyramid, you can leave it blank for now and write it in later. Just assume that during that week, this is what you studied. You don't have to come up with it just yet. Just make yourself a blank average skill.
Okay.
I have a question. Would craft miniaturization work as a skill?
As a skill? No. Yeah. As a specialty to craft? Sure.
Okay, because I'm working on, I have getting a bunch of craft skills. I figure I'd take craft miniaturization. Yay, I know how to miniaturize things.
No, it's too broad. That can be a specialty of crafting, so, you know, but as a specific skill of its own, no.
Okay,
if you wanted to say.
Another frickin' craft skill, because I've got engineering.
Actually, Bert, did you tell us about this at the end of last session? We'd have 1 week.
I told you that you guys could take a week.
I thought you said we were going to end up having 2 weeks, given the packing and travel.
Yeah, if you said we had 1 week, then I've probably already spent it. So if you said we had 2 weeks, then I have one additional one to spend.
Do you have dancing?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Why don't you have dancing? You're trying to get up now in the world of nobility. You should have dancing.
I never said that. I said that I was trying to actually play my character properly, which I haven't done since day one, and I'm surprised no one's asking me about this for it.
Can anyone think of a decent skill for holding parties?
Connections?
Etiquette.
Yeah.
Etiquette. That would be a great skill.
I'll take etiquette.
Actually, you know what? Can I take what would skill be for, like, local culture? Or is that also be etiquette?
What do you mean by local culture?
I mean, like, learning about the a little more in-depth knowledge, good book knowledge on the place we're visiting.
You want a specialized knowledge of, like, okay, well, I would just call it like an area knowledge. You could say area knowledge Egypt.
Okay.
That would be fine.
That's going to be my skill.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
If you want to make it a skill, you could go as broad as, say, you know, like, Africa. Or, you know, you can call it the whole continent if you want.
You can retrain it afterwards, of course. I just may not use it again, but no, you can retrain it. So.
If you want it, I mean, if you chose, for instance, just Egypt, you'd be very good at it, and your difficulties for knowing anything culturally based there. Yeah, that did it. Good.
Scuba diving. There we go.
Yeah, that would be a great school to have.
Do you have tennis playing, Marcus?
What?
Do you have tennis?
No, I don't.
Why don't
you
have tennis? That would
be more important than scuba diving.
Just make sure whatever level you have it at is lower than hers.
It's always going to be lower than hers. She's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just need to take husbandry.
Best slip up yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to have to wait too much. I don't think we're going to be too far ahead of Nick when he turns up.
Nope. I'm getting a low start.
Okay. That's because it's Marlo. We're all waiting for freaking Marlo. He's talking to some woman and saying,
"Oh crap,
I'll remember you, kid."
Oh man,
what? What's wrong?
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to find something real quick. I have the crew quarters drawn out for the game, and I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Was this map a resource from the possible future release of SSM, the game?
No, I just did a search for flight routes in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
I am disappointed. I was trying to plug your as yet unreleased or speculative quarter.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it all polished up so that when I do finally decide to pull the trigger on it, it won't take long to actually get the production done. Got most all the art bought for it, and just needs a little bit more polishing on the editing.
I'm sorry, am I yelling?
No.
No. I'm joking about the all caps area knowledge of Middle East, Egypt.
Oh, right. Sorry. I have a little jumpy with this microphone.
All right. I tell you what, I'll be right back, guys. I need to go grab my thumb drive that's got this on it.
Okay.
Yep, be right back.
Game discussion. Game discussion again. I just vote we take Beta and a checker in agent, in which case Xander makes sense. Anyone else?
Head the butler.
The butler? Which butler? Oh, yes, butler. What's his face? Who always accompanies
Beta's butler.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anyone else?
I know something else. We need to check Ada before we go.
Yes.
I just realized something.
What?
Xander is disabled, and if you put him in pilot of the ship, he will become Joker.
Joker? Oh! Well done!
Normandy. We've got the name of the ship now. Wait, no one thinks that. Joker's a French ship.
Oh, no. Normandy is. Yeah, Normandy.
We need to call it the Uncrashable.
No, Invincible.
I will force you in your sleep. Oh, God. So has anyone else read the Gotrek and Felix novels?
No.
Okay. Gotrek and Felix are basically like comedy duo in the Warhammer fantasy universe, but they come across this dwarven engineer who builds for them a skyship. They come across this dwarven engineer who builds for them a skyship, and he goes on about the fact that why he's a slayer, i.e. he's lost all his honor and he's had to shave his head and seek a noble death. And the reason why is because of all his engineering failures, such as the Unsinkable, an iron barge which was meant to wreak havoc upon the orcs, or the Indestructible, a mighty steam tank which blew up. And basically you've got all these names, and then eventually someone says, perhaps you should not name them something so prophetic, such as the Unsinkable, the Undestroyable, and all the rest. It still didn't change him that he wanted to call his airship the Titanic.
Brilliant.
So you're saying we call our ship the incredibly crashing airship?
No, we gotta laugh at the face of history. Let's go with Icarus's Hindenburg.
Call it the Death Trap. Call it a death trap, isn't it?
Call it the Swan Song.
Hey, Bert. We're gonna give Xander a new nickname called Joker since he's piloting the ship and he's got broken legs.
Ah, funny man.
Yeah, actually, sorry. Did we ever decide on a name for this blasted blimp?
No.
Yes, the blasted blimp. We could call it Monkey Business.
We throw Bishop out as our inaugural ceremony. Instead of smashing a bottle of champagne on the hull, we instead smash Bishop's skull in.
Oh, that's mean.
I thought we were just going to bathe it in Paris' sort of blood.
Have ejector seats been invented yet?
No. Parachutes have barely been invented.
Oh, I don't have to
probably... There is one ejector seat designed specifically for Ethan Fane. It's his entire bunk and quarters. It just dropped out the middle of the ship.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, are you guys...
I never said parachutes. I said ejector seats.
No. Certainly not. If you barely got parachutes, what good would ejector seats be?
Oh, it will be very good for certain people.
My jetpack.
Are you guys looking at a floor plan now?
Yes. Yeah, with the rug.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, there you go. Drop your tokens into whatever room you're claiming as you guys board. After
take away control of the token.
Oh, did it lose control when I moved them? Great. Yep. Alright, hold on.
Well, these are new instances, aren't they?
It's not supposed to work that way. If you copy and paste, it's supposed to keep them.
Yeah, sorry, not new.
Oh, no, I know what happened. I dropped your tokens on the map layer and not the...
Oh, right. Mm. So it is a lot more like Flash than I thought this thing would be. Okay.
We still have a token for George.
Okay, now it's way over.
Yeah, I'm working. Just leave it alone for a second.
I'm working here. What do you want?
All right, try it now.
Ta-da!
There you go.
Hey, I claimed this room. Hey, you're claiming the bathroom, Jameis? Wait, which side is the front of the ship?
Ethan will cook us something. I really should have taken a cooking skill.
Yes, we have no real cooks on board.
Which is the front of the end of the ship?
Yeah.
I'm a fair cook.
Forward. So like between room one and two.
I'm an average cook.
But what is this thing?
I claim room one.
Oh, that's the radio.
Oh, okay. I'll just sit in this comfortable chair.
Okay, I'll just take this room, I guess. That's
the problem with
reasonable comfort.
The problem with all these rooms is that people are going to be bursting in to try and get to the four bathrooms.
No, every room has access to the bathroom.
I know, but I'm just thinking that there's going to be people who just come downstairs, burst through some person's room to get to the bathroom.
I am not sharing a bathroom with Marlo.
They're all going to have, we're going to have incidents of trying to walk into the bathroom and finding a member of the opposite sex is sharing them.
Who's this?
That's me.
Okay. I was just thinking, if we had a token for George, you may want to have George there, because then he's sharing a room with me.
Sharing the bathroom.
Yeah, I can take six. If you want to claim one for George, then I'll take six.
There, you have George now.
Wow. George looks so nice.
There, I have given you control of George.
George looks scary.
Oh, speaking of, and you said that he had a... awareness skill of some kind, which is what you didn't put on the list, so I don't know what
I was hoping you would go ahead and build him after I put in the companion rules.
Yeah. So. I've added the 5 points, but you, from last time you said he actually had an awareness of something, so I thought you just had that as a default.
I just done it because we hadn't built him yet. I mean, if you want to throw some of his skill points into that, that's fine.
Who's Dexter Drake?
I've got plenty of skill points.
Marcus, okay.
I have given him an aspect of won't make a monkey out of me.
What, you didn't give him the taste for call girls?
No, I planned to the apes first.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you guys are boarding after they've fitted everything out. This is the first time you've actually gotten a good look at the crew quarters since they've done the upgrade. And yes, you've got this nice wooden mosaic floor. Each of you have pretty luxurious rooms. The rooms have feather beds in them. They also have mounts on the wall where a hammock can be stretched as well. If you need to share the room with another person, the hammock can be stretched. Dresser, mirror, places to put your personal accoutrements. While they're not huge rooms, they're fairly spacious. And then the kind of the crew area has a kitchen, table, couches, as you see, all set up rather nicely. The little desks in the corner here, these are work desks. So if anyone wants to do any crafting, etc., while you're on board, there are tools. It's only a good level lab. Keep that in mind if you're trying to craft something. And what NPCs did you decide to bring along? You decided on the ape crew. It'll be a 5-ape crew. They're setting up in the cargo hold where they have set up hammocks and made themselves at home down there. You're going to bring Beta
and
the butler.
All right, and are you bringing Xander as your pilot?
Yes, and we're also bringing a Cheka chef.
None of the Cheka have cooking as skills.
We hire a chef.
The best you've got currently is me, who is average at cooking, which beats the lot of you who are poor.
I have a survival. I can make something edible.
We sent a memo to Dare. We need a chef.
What skill does it? What skill does food come under?
Craft cooking. Yes.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I've got that.
And my companion.
Yeah, let me get you another token for your companion.
Let's see.
What's her name?
Jane LRB.
Before we go, we check Ada.
Yeah. Ada. What's Ada say after all this time neglect? Why do you never call me? Why do you
ever? I'm so alone!
I mean all this time. It's only been 2 or 3 days between... This has barely been 2 or 3 days over the last 10 sessions. So.
when did we last check Ada?
A little while back.
It's been a while.
Usually plot relevant times.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody checks her every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm outside of
it. I don't have access.
I don't know if she exists.
Mm. I was also thinking, if we had a secretary at our guild area, we'd probably get her to check Ada every now and then as well.
We move Ada. Ada is now our secretary.
And what is your companion's name again? Sharon, what's the companion's name?
Jane Ellerby.
Okay. And have you decided what she's going to be, mental, physical, or social?
The mental for appraisal.
Okay, very good. All right. And other than the normal allotment of food and any extra items that the Zeppelin needs for the trip, are you bringing any specific gear? I mean, of course, later on, you could always blow a fate point to say you packed it, but a little forethought might save you that.
Well, we'll be a hunter guard to basically kit us out for an expedition.
Yes, okay. I will set us up for a full-on archaeological dig, as in a month-long voyage.
Marlo's
back in his own sarcophagus for now, until we get to
Egypt. A small library of various texts on Egypt and Egypt history of recent years, so that we have something to refer to.
Okay.
I'll bring basic cures for all that poisons, etc.
Small forensics kit, alchemy lab, alchemy group, alchemist.
Well, that's a little tricky. The kind of lab work that you need for alchemy.
You need a big lab. And a
yeah, safe. And like I said, the lab rating is only 2 on board this. That's it. That's as good as it gets.
Don't worry, he doesn't need to sleep his room.
No. I just
say you're bringing translationary texts for hieroglyphs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do is
if it comes up that something an item might be on board, and you, for instance, Mr. Hunterguard, will say, but that would be in my archaeological kit. I will at that point have you make a roll. If you make the roll, then indeed you did think to bring that.
Okay, what would the roll be?
I'll bring language books.
Would that be a scholarship?
And of course, Baedekers.
Yes, it would be based off scholarship. Unless you have a specific role for doing expeditions or a specific skill.
I'll make sure to bring spare fuel for my jetpack.
Considering his scholarship's really, really high, it's going to be hard for him to fail it. It's me as well.
But once again, if you say, I happen to bring, a set of lockpicks in my archaeological gear, I'm going to give you a penalty at making that because...
I'm sorry, I'm bringing a set of lockpicks.
I'll break my gun.
Actually, Gavin, you will have a higher scholarship than me. I've got a scholarship of 5 at the moment.
Hey, Bert, I'll bring a gun and a charge pack for my battery on my gun.
Okay. And that is the other question.
Don't we have, portable towers? Like a small tower we could set up on the ship for broadcast electricity locally? Could we get something like that built?
No.
Damn.
But a question about stunts. My suit, since I have stun gloves as a an improvement, I'd have to have the whole thing in order to utilize that. I couldn't just put the stun gloves on and that's it, right?
Not unless the gloves are a separate stunt you bought separately from the suit.
Okay, right. In that case, I'm bringing the whole thing just in case.
Okay.
I bring everything on my feet, except my house.
Oh, yeah, cultural climate at the moment. Will we have a problem with having women with us?
You know what? I was looking at it, and I think I'm going to set it more in the 1920s than the part of the 1800s. So it's going to be, the English do have control of Egypt at this point, so it's not under control of the Ottoman Empire.
Will we meet Amelia Peabody?
maybe.
I find Lawrence of Arabia and shoot him in the face.
Anyway, we're not there yet. We haven't even left Metapol yet, Nick.
Oh, worry. My Lord!
What do you expect from us?
All right, seriously. Well, hold on. Sharon, what do you have?
I'm taking, notebooks, camera, lockbox, dispatch case, extra lockpicks, extra pepper spray, and some nice reference books, including a language dictionary and a hieroglyphics dictionary.
Oh, no, I'll help you out with that, because, of course, I've been studying that, so, again, I've been brushing up.
Welcome, Nick. We are kitting out the Zeppelin.
Which is still unnamed. The yes. Unnamable. That too. Instead of the unthinkable, the unnamable.
So far, they've decided to go with the crew of monkeys. So there are 5 apes on board that know how to pilot and repair the vessel.
Xander.
They are taking Xander as your pilot. As he is quite good at piloting or driving anything. And there is... Miss Rackham has brought her her assistant, an aide, on board.
I would like to bring Labrador, a black lab. he will be... When I have the time, he will be something, but all I right. have not yet had the time to make him.
We also hired a chef, Yadair.
No, you have not.
I wanted to bring an absurd amount of explosives.
No, that's yeah. The explosives out. You can force the issue, but Beta says no, no way, no how. Are you bringing explosives on board this ship?
Really?
Yes.
That's disappointing.
At least 2 people are stepping their foot down on this. No explosives.
You are being held aloft and kept from a certain plummeting death by bags of gas.
are we on hydrogen gas?
No. You are on helium. You're on helium.
C4 is hurt. I can throw C4 at you.
You don't have C4.
That's disappointing. Beta, get to work.
We have dynamite.
He's not that type of person. I'll get you your C4 in 4 years.
This is disappointing.
You have sweaty dynamite. That's you're welcome to store that in your room, Nick. Yeah, that's.
I might want to change my room.
His room, which is actually towed along behind us on a very long piece of string,
with its own little gas balloon of helium or hydrogen. Yes,
hydrogen.
Dynamite.
Yeah, Sharon, I don't think you want to change your room, because the only other option to being next to Marlowe is to being the room that shares the bathroom with Marlowe.
I know.
I see, that's probably where Beta would be.
Every day I use Marlowe's little separate air balloon as target practice to get revenge for when he tried to blow me up.
That didn't happen.
Go back, re-listen to the podcast. You tried to blow me up.
You keep insisting. Okay, so we set off, right? Anything else, people?
jetpack, extra fuel, extra batteries, charger, my weapon. Basic stuff, basic food, supplies, clothes, extra clothes, etc.
Okay.
Medicas.
I bring along my disguise kit.
Right, the one thing that I really need to know whether you have or not is armament, because the Zeppelin is not armed other than a spinal gun that depletes your batteries when it's shot.
Well, that's disappointing.
By pistol, that's it.
Wait, hang on
it's
a second.
A shock pistol anyway.
I need to look at the specs of this thing. This thing has a spinal gun?
Yes, it has a spinal-mounted gun, forward-firing. Oh. But unfortunately, it runs off your batteries, and so it depletes your batteries very quickly.
Is there a power generator in Egypt? Transmitter?
No, because Tesla's the only one that has really has that technology.
Okay, if it's being armed, I would suggest that we actually put on a couple of rear pinfall mounted.
I thought we weren't supposed to have guns.
Yeah, as I said, you cannot mount the guns due to what international treaties there are right now. You cannot have guns obvious on the ship.
On our transportation ship.
Yes.
That makes great sense, because we're not pirates.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
okay, merchantmen vessels throughout the age of time have come quite heavily off.
Yes, but we are in the 1920s, man. Mm-hmm.
And we have a sky pirate.
Yes. So you, international treaties basically say if you are a carrier plane and are armed, you are a pirate.
Yeah,
so that's why you don't do that.
Let's get a couple 50 cals for the...
Yeah, there is nothing keeping you from having guns or rifle on board that you can stick out of a window and shoot.
We'll take those, certainly.
Yeah, take it. What can the monkeys shoot? Can they shoot?
No.
Oh, well, damn.
No. Well, I mean, they have the plus zero that anyone has to try and shoot something.
Can we shoot the monkeys?
No.
I don't recommend it.
All right. We'll bring a couple 50 cals, if there are 50 cals.
No.
Okay.
We just need an arms locker. We need...
Where's Browning when you need them?
Do we have rocket launchers? Which is basically a firework with a fuse at the other end that you try and hold away from your face.
Oh my god.
We can have rocket
launchers. That would probably...
Chinese had this.
I agree. I agree. But once again, if you were... Okay, keep in mind that whatever territory you fly into, you will be boarded and searched. Because, just like any other aircraft, have to obey all weapon laws of that country. Meaning, if they find things that are illegal...
What are the weapon laws in
Egypt? Well, it depends. If you're going in as a official group, as you are, sidearms, rifles, that sort of thing, no problem. If you start bringing in rocket launchers, mounted machine guns, that sort of thing, no way.
But we could actually have 50 caliber, pneumatic, air rifles.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. But once again, that would not be something they would allow into their country.
I don't think we need them for a start because...
we'll outrun everything.
No, not that. But if they are pirates and we're an airship, then they're going to want to board us to get at us, in which case... Let's put it like this. We're freaking PCs here. I alone have a laser gun.
What is this strange language he is speaking? All right. It sounds great.
We have an arms locker.
Fair enough. I will assume that means rifles and handguns and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and will we still need close combat equipment? Probably.
Does anyone here not have a personal, we don't really need an arms locker, do we?
No, not really.
Yes, I do. I bring my sword.
Okay, so we all have our own personal.
Keep
stuff.
In mind, Nick, that no one, unless they've got it under the QT, has a ballistic weapon. And there is no broadcast power aboard the ship.
Why I'm taking extra pepper spray.
Doesn't Bishop have a gun that shoots both bullets and...
No one knows about that.
With batteries.
Yeah.
I do not have a gun. Guns are illegal.
Why wouldn't we have rifles? Are you saying we don't have rifles and such?
No, you can have them. You just can't have them in Metapol. That is why your characters would not currently own them.
We can have them on the airship and that sort
of
thing. So we've got those.
Yes.
Could we have a dynamo?
What?
No.
Monkey powered treadmill. Yeah. Treadmill powered by monkey.
I'm talking a small boiler, which we can then use to generate a small amount of power so we could hook up with the battery.
We have a ship. We have a ship that's built. Yeah. It's right there. We can't add on to the ship.
You can charge your own batteries off of the power from the ship. It's just not broadcast power, okay?
Yeah.
No, that was what I was worried about.
Yeah.
We go.
All right. Good enough.
Here we go into the wild blue yonder.
Yep. So does Bishop bother to tell his wife he's going to be going out of the country?
Oh, I already told my wife and invited her and asked her if she wanted to go.
Yes. No, she's staying home to have all the stuff put into the house.
I asked if she wants me to get her anything while I'm in Egypt.
Yes, she gives you a.
What was that?
She gives you a list of native cutting, chopping, and killing instruments to bring back.
Okay.
To add to her collection, of course.
Okay.
There we go.
Get that taken care of.
Yes.
What are the stats for a non-stunted sword?
A sword is plus... Well, no. Sword is plus one, unless you've got a broad sword or something larger.
Okay. Plus one.
Yeah.
Myself, I have a whole long sword. I do love... What's the bishop's role in the upbringing of their child?
To stay the hell out of the way, apparently.
I'm the creation, we think.
Other than that,
taking care of my child.
This is your father. So just remember, you have a father. He's going to go away now.
I'm making sure the world is a better place for my daughter, and I see her when I can.
This is a man. Okay, now back to our other lesson.
Nice.
Ironically, it's actually a son he has. He just hasn't been around long enough to find out.
Daughter.
He'd never check.
Okay, so let's get off then. All right, on the thing. So the Zeppelin heads out. Nick, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it whenever you wish, but there was a week of downtime between the last game and the launching of the Zeppelin as they had to kit it out. It is equipped now so that the ship can make it all the way to Cairo without having to stop for water for the boilers. And I'm getting echo from someone through someone.
Hello. Hello? Sharon?
Is that I'm you? Here.
You're echoing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sharon, I'm echoey.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're hearing ourselves through you. There we go. All right. Is everybody seeing the big world map again?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So the Zeppelin is off. You're expecting it to be about 2.25 days to get there, assuming nothing untoward happens as far as weather. Beta has planned for 4 days as far as water for both drinking and boiler use.
Do we have anyone who's pulling scout duty or what? Lookout?
What?
For the pirates.
What?
For the pirates that we know.
Pilot. Do we even have the topside observation deck?
Yes. Well, it's not topside. It's not topside because remember, you've got a gondola and you've got these two large nasal airbags above you.
Yeah, I found the picture.
Yeah, there you go. But yes, you can. This is not an atmospheric or above atmospheric craft, so it doesn't go high enough that you need oxygen.
Is it cold outside?
It's very cold outside.
Would you bother to bring binoculars or have to turn around and get them?
No. I'm sure you would have binoculars. It's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Can we pull a rotating shift where two people are always on watch duty? That way we can rotate so we all get to know each other and warm and fuzzy feelings are passed.
And we'll all get nice and warm and probably have a little bit of alcohol to keep us warm outside.
You know, you notice the monkeys have a grog ration.
I'm going to take some nice photos.
Jelly grog.
I did not need to know that.
They also have a penchant for cigars.
I was much happier before.
Yeah,
I
of course.
I shared. I tried to swap cigars with them.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Are we a coal or oil craft?
Neither. The boilers are fueled by it's solar heat from panels above, which causes the boilers to go, and that charges batteries, large banks of batteries that the power comes from.
Thank you, Tesla, and your speculative.
Yes. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about carrying, of there being open fires on board. There are not. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we cue. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to make sure that we have the watch thing going so that we're not surprised. Hideously surprised.
Sure. Are you trying to do this on some kind of a shift schedule so everyone's sleeping at different times, or are you just being kind of informal about it?
I was going to set up a
shift schedule,
a two-person rotational watch so that we have two people always on.
Sure, good enough. And I'll just do a random whoever happens to draw at the time if something happens.
Yep.
So you don't.
I shall alternate piloting shifts with Xander.
And just have someone. I guess, is the radio need to be banned, or would they just know that it's pinging off?
That was your travel music. There actually is radar.
Extraordinarily
adventurous. I think that's the cue for us to actually start adventuring.
there is a radar aboard, and since you did decide to go with a...
Radar?
Yep. And awesome. Since you decided to go with a crew, one of the monkeys actually knows how to run the radar.
I'm never going to take that seriously.
You will be Mike. I like you, Mike.
Of course, only...
You played that music again once you said the monkey mans the radar.
Of course, only Gavin and Beta actually can talk to the monkeys, as they're the only two people that know sign language.
No, I know sign language, too.
You do? Okay.
And George.
And George, of course.
I'm not going to be using George as my translator.
Well, the thing is, they can. Oh, sorry. At least George can understand us when we vocally.
I will say George does have the ability to write, read, and write English. Obviously, he can't speak it, but he does have. He can't read and write. We're not really supposed to do that for any of you. I can't say.
Yeah, George and I probably have played a game of chess at some point.
Why do I imagine George is going to write Shakespeare?
Now, George often puts the, slaps, the kick me sign on the back of, Mr. Marlowe. He has apparently a very large dislike for Mr. Marlowe.
I can't imagine why. It's not like he tries to blow PZs up.
Wow.
Can I ask George specifically why he hates Marlowe?
When Tesla Tower exploded and we had to detonate the place, he detonated it while he knew I was still inside it.
Oh, that one, yeah. That was your own fault.
No, it wasn't. We had time.
Anyways, moving on.
All right, so you're most of the first day out is just fine. You're traveling over the North Atlantic Ocean. There's very little in the way of any kind of air traffic at all at this time. This is mostly done by ship travel. They have done a Zeppelin run across the North Atlantic. It would take much longer than yours will, as yours is a very high-tech version of the most modern Zeppelin that's out there. Anyway, good cruising the first night.
Nimrod?
Yes, the SS has yet to be named. So the first night, or the first day of travel, the first full day is rather uneventful. And you guys do your shift where you're you spend some time talking with one another as you're paired up just kind of at random and whoever happens to get up and takes a shift of looking around. Xander is spelled occasionally by one of the apes who apparently can read a map and take navigation sightings. The apes tend to keep to themselves. They do rotating shifts as well. When they're not working on the ship, they're down in the hold playing poker and apparently betting cigars and bottles of hooch.
What do they think of their working conditions?
Oh, the apes love it. Are you able to actually... Do you have sign language?
I have sign language.
Oh, yeah, they love it. Lots of places to climb.
It's all right by them.
What if they teach them to speak Welsh?
All right, boy.
All right. So you're coming to the close of the first 24 hours or so into your flight. Not a lot happening. It's a good, easy ride. There's actually very little movement on board the gondola, as it is fashioned in such a way that it doesn't really transfer all of the knocking about that the Zeppelin is getting from the weather. Who wants to attempt to make the first meal of the day? As you don't have a cook.
Well, as I said, I'm the only one I've got average cooking, which I think makes me better than everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Makes you infinitely superior to me.
Yes. The kitchen is rigged so that, much like a ship's kitchen, where things could be bolted down to the stove so they don't fall off or slide off if you have turbulence. The larders are fairly well stocked. And you've got tins of foie gras and you have tins of, caviar in there as well.
Who stocked this thing?
A few bottles of good wine.
Okay, who let Dare stock this thing?
Probably because he was the man to make it. Who made it? Alright, so.
Is there supplies for a jam sandwich?
How uncouth of you, apparently. We're a high-class airship. Also,
I look at the people on board and the crew.
So does everyone mostly stay in their cabins when they're not on lookout duty, or do you explore the ship or take any kind of active interest?
I'm going to explore every nook and freaking cranny, and I'm going to try to find the best places. If I need to hide people, things, items, mm-hmm. I'm going to see if perhaps we have some false, already have some of that stuff.
No false compartments have been built into it. Since you have Beta with you, he tells you about that. It could have been done, but, this is, he reminds you, that this is its inaugural trip. It's never actually flown more than a few miles until now. This might be some cause for alarm.
I'll be playing poker with the crew.
Oh, okay. Do you have any kind of gambling skill?
I have resources.
That was the best answer. You deserve a chip for that.
Yes, you do.
That's how I played in the other games.
You won't have any resources left by the end of this. Actually, no, he has sleight of hand, doesn't he? Don't you have sleight of hand?
Oh, I'm not going to be cheating with the chimps.
All right, if you have no specialized gambling skill, yeah, you hold your own, okay, but you do get the idea that the chimps are playing you for after...
Can I use deceit or empathy?
Sure.
If I can use deceit, then I am quite good.
Sure, go ahead, go ahead.
Deceiving chimps, what is the world coming to?
Hey, it's a poker face.
Yes.
Six.
Okay, you do quite well. By the end of the evening, you've got several bottles of bathtub gin and a few bottles of bourbon and a nice nice case of good cigars.
And a stack of peanuts.
I will be making chummy with the probably the least useful contents.
You never know, it might come in useful. If you're ever boarded, they might actually try to save you.
Another group that I have to add to my aspects.
Mm-hmm. At any rate, so, yeah, the first day is uneventful. There's some chatting. There's some getting used to the Zeppelin. It's an amazingly smooth ride. There's no real problems, at all. There's a few times when Beta's had to go to the engine room to check on some things, but hasn't had to make a repair. He's got a little clipboard and checklist. It's like, good, good.
I work with Beta to kind of get a good look at the engines to see if I can understand them a little bit, so that if something happens to him, I can repair it.
Hmm. Do you have any kind of, like, craft mechanical?
I have craft engineering, craft engines, craft repair.
Craft engineering? What level?
Craft engineering is level 3.
Level 3. Yeah, it's a is able to explain it well enough that you can understand it, and you would have a decent shot of having to fix anything if anything went wrong.
Yeah.
All right, beginning the next day, you do start to have some turbulent weather. The cabin doesn't seem to list very much at all. It seems to equalize out to the buffeting. And this carries on through a great portion of the first few hours of the next morning. Around noon, the weather starts getting pretty rough, and there's some dark clouds in the sky. And there are speaking tubes all over the ship, and so an announcement is made by Xander that people might want to buckle down. We're hitting a bit of turbulence here. Got anything breakable or flammable out and about that might fall? You might best take care of it.
Please tell me someone to tell other people on watch.
Make sure the kitchen's locked down, but,
your watch consists of making sure the kitchen is secure.
Right, yeah, in the event of lightning strikes, are we the biggest target?
That's actually been taken into consideration. The ship has lightning rods, and it's actually set up so that if it is struck by lightning, it goes to power the batteries.
Yeah, what's the rating on that? And if it was a huge amount of, how much electricity would we need in order to not, for that not to be happening?
Are you asking Beta?
Yeah.
Completely theoretical, my dear friend!
No. It is an entirely practical question.
No, I mean, that it might work at all is completely theoretical. We haven't actually gotten it out into bad weather yet. The math works out.
I go up to the cabin to help with help Xander as co-pilot if necessary.
All right. Xander is basically locked his wheelchair into place, and he's behind the wheel. He doesn't seem to be under any kind of distress. He's, you know, it looks like he's pulling back on the wheel a bit harder, you know, but he doesn't seem to be in any kind of distress. He's got a, you know, he's got a little drink there on the side. One of the monkeys is topping it off.
just security, just in case.
Oh no, we should ride this out just fine, sir. And about the time he says that, the lights dim and go out. So those of you that are in other parts of the ship, you could be in the middle of something, perhaps listening to the radio, and you just hear the pshhh. So all the lights and seemingly all the power has gone out of the ship. Now, Xander looks a little, we might have a problem.
Torch.
What's going on? Your item doesn't turn on.
What? It's independently battery. What the hell?
Yeah, apparently the battery's been drained.
Okay.
Xander is feverishly throwing some switches, looking at some dials. There are apes running about ook-ooking to each other. It is very dark. You're in a dark sky. Basically, you're getting light from starlight, or well, you're getting light from the sun, that is coming in through the very few windows that the gondola has.
It's very dark. Calling out to anyone.
Well, altitude shouldn't be a problem.
No. But you have noticed that, you have stopped moving.
Yeah. Well, wait, like, inertially, our inertia isn't carrying us forward anymore?
Yeah, engines are ran off electricity.
Right, right, but we should still have inertia, right?
I mean, some.
Right, right, right. So yeah. We're still going
up pretty quick.
That inertia will be countered by any wind or anything else.
Yes, you are attacking against wind.
Oh, are we going against the... Well, that's disappointing.
Yes. Oh. All right, so who has rushed up onto the bridge to find out what's going on?
I will rush up.
I'm already
there. Do my glasses work? Right.
No, actually they do not. Any personal item that you have that is powered on anything except for fuel of some sort. If it's electrical powered, it doesn't work.
Wow, right. That's disturbing.
As people are heading towards the flight deck or the navigation deck, there's a crack of thunder.
Look out around.
All right. Well, the crack of thunder, you see lightning start up and there's a heavy rain that begins. You also start noticing that the Zeppelin seems to be turning. And as you all get on board, you see Xander, he's pulled himself out of his wheelchair, and he's gripping the wheel, trying to get it steady. He says, "We're going in circles!"
Why?
What's knocked out power? Beta, check out the engine.
Yes, Beta is trying to get to the engine room, but noting that it's very dark, and so he really can't see.
Okay. Someone get to the storeroom and break out one of the oil lamps.
Yep. Probably have carbide lamps as well.
Okay.
It's very kind.
Yep. Are we echoing through Sharon again?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm here.
Yeah, we're echoing through you. All right. Do you have earphones on or do you have the speakers out?
Sharon?
Earphones.
Okay. I have no idea where that echo is coming from then. Anyway, apparently the Zeppelin's gone into a spin. All the batteries seem to be drained of power, and you've got a storm and brewing in progress out there. Gavin, looking out one of the portholes, you see that the clouds themselves seem to be rotating along with the ship.
Oh, crap.
Oh. Typhoon? Yeah. Is it a typhoon when it's at water?
We call
it typhoon twistery thing.
Yeah, we call
Her
names over here.
Yeah. So Xander is basically trying to use his own dead body weight to pull down on the wheel to get the spin to stop, but he seems to be losing ground. Actually, the wheel spins out of his hand as he goes flying.
I go to help.
I can grab the wheel, but also, can we still rise, or are we completely dependent upon the turbine?
Well, you can increase and decrease your height, but you are pretty much running at near full ceiling. You really can't go much higher than you already were.
Damn. We need to lose ballast then if we want to go right above this.
Right. Okay, I will go and help Xander, because I have no might and I won't be able to help you with the wheel.
Yeah, I will grab the wheel and try to hold it to stop us going into an irreparable spin.
Okay, do you have a might rating?
Yes, a might rating of 2.
Okay, you're able to slow then stop the wheel from spinning, and it's a struggle. I mean, you're having to brace it with all of your weight and strength just to kind of keep it in a heading. Of course, you don't know what heading that is at this point, but you are keeping the Zeppelin from spinning. Gavin, you see a water spout being brought up below you as the clouds start to whirl around. The Zeppelin seems to have been stopped in place now so that you can see this funnel starting to build up.
Yeah, I'm going to speak a tube up to the bridge and say, "Hey guys, we've got some sort of typhoony, watery, twistery thing happening here. Can we move?"
Do we have tanks filled with additional gas for the balloons?
The way the helium works is it has tanks that can release and retrieve from the balloons.
Right. In which case we want to release from the balloon, which is opposite to the twister, so that we can be more to be weighed down on the one side, to be to lean away from. Basically, we're going to go into or almost crash on one side to pull away from it.
Okay. You have control of the wheel.
Yes, I have control of the wheel, so I'm shouting this out.
All right, that sounds good. Yeah.
I'm going to have myself and Jane strap in to our seats.
Okay.
I wait for the lamps. I'm gone.
Okay. I want to ask Beta if he can, if in a very short amount of time it'd be possible to pull off the canisters of my jetpack to use it as essentially one on each side to help us turn, since we don't exactly have a way.
There's no way. The ship is 800 feet some long. Your little jetpack's not got enough power.
I wanted to deflate either the starboard or port airbag to cause us to veer away from, because we're going to be more weighted on one side, mm-hmm. if that is possible.
Yep, they're going to get on it, but they need to get the lamps out first to be able to even get into the engine room to see what's going on. And that's actually where the gas valves are as well. That's all taking place. You notice that you're starting to lose some altitude. You're being sucked down into the funnel. Since you have made it stop spinning, as long as you're holding onto that wheel there, you're not actually getting moved around very much. You're kind of like in the eye of the spinning force, but you're being pulled down.
Yeah. Right, we need some heat. I don't suppose this thing is an emergency boiler?
Well, no, because you would actually have to carry fuel for it. Wood, coal, something.
You just had to go and deny the explosives.
The explosives would not help. The good old fashioned coal boiler might. Okay. I'm stuck there holding the wheel. What else are other people doing?
Holding the whale?
The wheel.
The wheel! He's holding the wheel! Eventually, they will be able to get to the engine room. They remove some of the gas from the envelopes on one side, that you've got a little bit more lift on one side, a little bit less on the other. What this ends up doing is tilting the Zeppelin a bit. It starts to rise a little, although everything's kind of sliding around as it's kind of rising on its side instead of rising level. And it looks like, you're starting to make a little headway. You're starting to pull out of the center of this thing, when there is a violent crack of electricity outside. It hits the ship, and for just a brief moment, engines, flare up, you get the lights on, and once again, just after a few seconds, it goes dark.
The second it turns on, I try to push the whatever button means go forward, if we can just get a tiny bit of push, a tiny bit of thrust to help.
All right, sounds good. So you guys are basically battling this through. Xander is he's pulled himself over to a control panel, is trying to help out there as well. What is Gavin doing?
Currently, Gavin. I seem to be the only one looking outside. So.
Okay, so you're still looking down? The spout seems to be, you are kind of like in the eye of this thing, and you can see below you there's an islet.
Was I expecting an island here, given that I do have a map and everything?
I'm going to assume everyone looked at the charted course. There's lots of small islands dotted through the North Atlantic, but there's nothing... This is a fairly sizable island.
An island or a metal island?
Can't really tell.
Or a giant turtle while we're at it.
Well, how big is it? I mean, come on, we've got floating cities. I wouldn't be surprised if we have an underwater one.
Well, Gavin so far is the only one who's noticed this. So.
Yes, shush. I want to find out what they are. What's our altitude, guys?
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, you're starting to rise again, but you lost quite a bit of altitude when all this happened.
Well, the altitude will let me know what's the size of the island, because I can't see what the size of it just from looking at the surrounding sea, because I don't have anything to compare it with.
Sure, you do some...
The altitude.
You do some quick math, and you figure the island's probably about 20
compared
miles.
Compared to Stormhaven.
Okay.
Yep. A little bit smaller than Stormhaven.
My piloting specialization is eye on the current. Could I use the actual wind flow here to gain a bit more momentum and find a way, see a way through the current to manage to gain a bit more altitude here?
Sure, give me a roll.
Ah, piloting. And I get the +2 for my specialization, fortunately.
Yes.
8.
Yeah. Very good. You're able to, you think that you're able to tack, out of this. The problem is, you're either going to, right now, you're in relative safety as you are in the eye of this thing. You're either going to have to rise above the top of the spout, or you're going to have to try and break out through the side of the spout.
Rise up.
Okay. All right, so you're going to attempt to rise up, which is going to, you know, it's going to be the limit of how much gas they can put into the bladders to try to rise. So is that the order you give?
Well, the thing is, breaking out is probably going to leave us spinning in wrecks. Actually, no, I guess, can I do an assessment here based upon my piloting skill? Which is more likely, is this airship sturdy enough to survive breaking through the wall of a twister?
You don't think so. Your best safety bet is to try to stay in the eye and wait till it dissipates.
We ride it out then.
All right.
Hey guys, we've got an island down here which I'm going to name for no apparent reason Prospero.
We can see Calum!
Oh, not that.
What, not really, huh? All right, the speaking tubes still work as they are actual tubes that go, you know, they've got brass horns on the end, so the speaking tubes still work without electricity.
Yep. So I'll be telling, I'm telling the pilot that we've got to land below us.
Let's land! Explore!
A little bit smaller than Stormhaven. I dub it Prospero for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't understand.
do we actually have mooring lines? Can we actually?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which goes, it's time to start circling down then.
Okay. I'll use your same navigation roll. And, you actually let yourself spin a little bit so that you, can get, caught in the current that's, pulling you down. It seems to be pulling down actually towards this island, which people who are looking out now can see it, rising below you.
How tilty is everything? Can I get up?
Very tilty.
I will stay down in my cabin then.
We need to know what we're dealing with. What kind of alchemy do we need to invent the tractor beam?
Well, in the form of we throw you out there with a hook and line, and you have to latch on and pull us in manually.
All right. No, I mean someone's using a tractor beam on us.
Are we in a stable enough position? I can rappel down now.
Sure. You're actually able to come down out of the spout, and you notice that it breaks right above the island. So you're actually in a bit of calm. The spout is still going above you, very oddly. This really doesn't seem natural. And there should be all your figures on the map now.
Ooh, we have a map.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're able to drop down basically anchor and mooring lines so that the Zeppelin is in a good bit of calm airspace right above this beach. What you're seeing is it's a very long beach. It goes east to west, and there's like a sheer rock cliff up this side. As you're coming down, anyone who happened to look through the portholes notice that there is a bit of jungle at the top of this cliff, which is very odd, given you're in the North Atlantic.
Is anyone here familiar enough with the Tempest?
Shakespeare was published a couple hundred years ago, so we wouldn't know of the Tempest. That would be a known play.
Yes.
Right. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not an educated man myself.
At any rate,
I haven't actually read it, though, so...
Hold on.
I'm
Sharon.
I'm not going to Caliban, but I'm going to take some photos out of the portholes with a can.
Okay, yeah. It's a beautiful beach, and it's very calm around the island. It seems like the funnel is basically built up and spinning around the island.
Do-do-do-do-do. Time to go exploring.
To the middle.
Well,
I hand the wheel back over to Xander.
Also, Andrew. Why is there a Labrador?
Oh, because Marlo said he has a dog.
Yep.
He's seeing eye dog.
Yeah, that's an excellent excuse. Thank you.
To stab it in the eye dog.
Seeing eye dog for his winters.
All right.
I'm
so
sorry to have had to put out your eyes. Here has this dog. He will help.
What's everyone doing? It sounded like some people came down off a rappelled down.
Yeah, I rappel down, and then I try to scout, very quickly scout the surrounding area for hostiles or caves.
Okay. Once again, what you see is this long east-to-west beach. The rock cliff here is, would be a difficult climb, to get up it. As you were coming down, you did see, though, that however, at the top of this, very sheer cliff, there is some jungle going on. The tent and the fireplace you see on the beach here, that you don't see that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I figured that if you wanted to make a base camp, I just threw out those things.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, tent.
Our base camp is the Zeppelin.
Yes.
At least that's my suggestion.
Well, rappelling is, We're going to have to climb back up. That's a hell of a thing to do.
Hey, Bert, I get out my quantum radio and call.
It's dead.
Oh.
Quantum radio still needs power to run, even though it doesn't broadcast with power. Robot. It still needs power. Alright, hold up.
Oh, it kind of spoils the mystery, Bert. When you Alright,
we're back. In case you missed that, the quantum radios use quantum entanglement to broadcast, but they still need power to run. So
anything that has electrons running through it isn't working.
Now, you know what an electron is?
Okay, no, you don't.
Anything that has magic power running through it isn't working.
It's smoke, obviously, because once the smoke escapes, it stops working, so I'll do that by smoke.
Yeah, that seems as good as there is any.
This Twitter has to pass over eventually, as we didn't see it when we were... I'm pointing this out as the following. We saw it rising up off the island as we were above it.
Mm-hmm. So,
there might be a connection between those two.
Yeah.
Just so you know, that laughing at you was in character.
Alright.
Let's break out the weapons locker.
Any caves or the like?
There are some holes in the cliffside because you can see that the tide will sometimes come up this high, but they don't go back very far.
Okay. We do. Well, archaeology boy, do you have climbing gear?
Climbing gear would be. No roll for that. Yeah, you'd have climbing gear in there.
Do you know how to climb? Wait, who's down here?
That is the question.
Who would be down there? I handed over the wheel to Xander. I was actually still on board the airship unless anyone's going to request me to go down.
Yes.
Everyone. I'm going down with a rifle and my pistols.
Anyone who wants to be...
Sharon's echoing really badly.
Is that still echoing?
Well, we have to, yeah.
Yes.
That's all right. Just, when you want to interact, go ahead and, leave it on. But when you're quiet, if you could hit, your mute, and that'll work out just fine. But while I've got you, what does, Miss Rackham want to do? Are you staying aboard or are you going down below?
I'm staying aboard right now to let the guys scout.
Okay. And how about Mr. Gavin Marshall?
If once it's all stable and everything, I'll go down with George, but not while it's perilous rappelling down ropes and stuff.
Right. Okay. So I guess, Mr. Marlowe, you go down first to kind of anchor everything.
Yep.
Good enough. Give me an athletics roll there.
Okay.
It's actually not too difficult, as down here, there's a very little air movement.
/ roll defudge.
4DF.
4D.
Yeah. Oh, you missed the beginning. You can actually have macro buttons now.
6.
Oh, yeah. Easily enough. So you get down and you start pounding in pins. You find this good rocky stretch on the beach here. It makes great anchor points for the ropes. And, you get everything tied off soon enough. How about Mr. Hundegaard? Up or down?
I guess I'll go down as well in the spirit of adventure.
All right.
I am, after all, a person with a wing cloak. Therefore, I have a slightly higher chance of getting away.
Okay. And how about Mr. Bishop?
Down with a rifle, a pistol, and some ammo.
Sounds good. And Mr. Thane?
Down with my fists and a rifle.
Down with the aristocracy.
Down with the government.
All right. So for now,
with the other PCs, considering my gun skill.
So the apes are staying aboard, trying to fix any damage that they can find that might have happened. Beta is staying up there as well to check out the engine, see if you can get any kind of power back. Miss Rackham has elected to stay for now. So you guys are down on the beach, big rock wall.
All right, climbing gear. Time to go up.
Just so we can get ahead of this slightly, when we switch off whatever this mysterious power is and Beta says, I need to get the power back on, we agree with them, Rick.
Here's a way to solve this whole climbing down thing. Climbing up thing. I don't rappel down. I jump out and wing cloak over and then hammer in a line.
No problem. Give me a piloting roll.
Ah, that'll be easy.
I'm assuming that everyone else who came down the rope, if you have an athletics rating, you don't need to make a roll once Mr. Marlowe has actually pounded all the stakes in.
Volunteer to help you out.
How long would it
take to jet back up there?
Oh, not long at all. You want a jetpack out?
If it wouldn't deplete my fuel too much, then yes.
No, that's a short jaunt. Did you get extended range on your pack?
It's got an hour.
Okay, no, it just take a few minute burn.
Okay, sure.
All right, so well, I'm going to say that you and Hundergard are up on the cliff first then, without any problem at all.
Rope.
Yep. I am very happy after jumping out of the Zeppelin that my jetpack's working.
And you accidentally trip and fall down the rocks.
Yep. Yeah, apparently there's no problem with fuel burning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just need to rig my glasses up so that they use combustion.
Actually, Bert, mm-hmm. the solar panels work by boiling water to generate power.
Yes.
So, given enough time, can it be modified to have a temporary coal burner or fuel burner?
If you have the coal or fuel to burn, sure.
We have a jungle. Wood.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to check if this is true, but normally when you have an area of high forestation and a beach, then you'll actually get naturally forming peat and charcoal being washed up on the shore. Is that the case?
Well, you're on top of the cliff. Do you want to go back down to take a look to find out if that's true?
Yeah, no, I can just point this out to people, so.
They're very far below you.
quick question. Is the Zeppelin above or below the cliff? Top of the cliff?
Oh, it's below.
Okay.
Are you down there? Is there naturally forming charcoal?
I rappel down. I can climb back. Besides, it's a good thing to check the lines to make sure that they are actually secure.
I sit there and play lookout.
Okay, very good. Miss Rackham, aboard the ship, you're seeing that everyone seems to be scrounging around. Some of them made it to the top of the cliff. Some of them look like they're about to climb up. Is there anything in particular that you're doing?
I'm just going to take a wide-angle look around and see if I see anything that I need to yell out to them.
Okay. The Zeppelin is lower than the cliff wall, so really all you're seeing is the sea, which you can see the storms and lightning still happening out there, and this long stretch of beach going east to west, and the cliff seems to be going along the whole stretch of it as well.
Do we have a compass at all?
Sure. Well, I don't see why not.
I'm still going to wait till the guys say it's safe to come out.
So, yeah, I rappel down, say, blah, is this the case?
Sure. So whoever wants to take a look around to see if they can find some naturally occurring peat can look around. Gavin, you want to climb back up, root through, grab a compass?
Yep.
All right.
And some paper so I could start mapping and stuff.
Okay. Take a chip. You pull a compass out, and it's spinning around.
Yeah, have a giant lodestone beneath us.
Yeah, the compass doesn't seem to be functioning correctly. Actually, it's pointing in the opposite direction it should be. Or actually, it's pointing in a different direction than you know it should be. Let me say that.
You said we can see the sun, though?
Yes. Well, no, where you are now, you can't, because you actually have kind of this wall of water and, bad, you know, just, you're in the eye of this big funnel, so you really can't see the sun very much.
I'm gonna keep the compass with me anyway, and a telescope and some,
okay. When you get back up, are you going to give Miss Rackham the all clear, or?
Oh, can we see each other? When I'm up on the ship, can we still see them well enough down there?
Yes, yes. You can't see the people on top of the cliff because you're below cliff level.
No. Signal down. Are we clear to come down? Sycamore and sign language and stuff. We don't need
to. Oh, you can yell. You can yell. Like I said, the air
are
current
we clear?
Isn't.
Sure. Sounds good. Up.
Yep.
I give a big old thumbs up and a wide grin. It's A-OK.
I have my rifle in one hand, you know, left up, and I'm smiling, giving a thumbs up, looking up to him.
The only reason I'm aware is I know that he wouldn't endanger Reckon, so.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You want to stay out there because Bishop's downstairs with a rifle.
He's actually a good shot. Actually, Bishop's probably one of the top 1% of marksmen in the world.
It doesn't change the fact that I'm probably expecting if anyone's going to crack and, you know, start going big white hunter and hunting the most dangerous game, it's going to be Bishop. He's already half mad.
Oh, no, wait till we get into the jungle and he has those Vietnam flashbacks.
No, he's not British, though. So, oh, God. He is British, isn't he? Yes, he is British.
Yeah, he is British. Holy crap!
Do we need to get him a pith helmet or something?
He's no Harrington! What are you doing?
Exactly!
Shit. Yes, sir. I work for the KB. All right.
Wait, I'm not the one who was in Vietnam. That was Marlo.
Yeah, that's what I was. I'm sorry. I meant Marlo.
Everyone was in Vietnam.
Flashbacks. Never.
I don't have flashbacks. I was never in the war.
Never met us.
So anyway, Miss Rackham, you're told that it seems to be all clear.
Okay, then I'll start climbing down.
Okay, are you taking your aide with you, or are you leaving her aboard? You are taking her with you.
Yes.
She looks a little, oh my, what have I gotten myself into kind of look on her face, but she'll follow.
Okay. Do they have athletics? Yeah.
You don't need athletics once it's all moored. So no, if you have athletic rating, are you going to give your aide an athletic rating?
how much it's gonna cost? I'll give her a one, I guess.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, as long as she has a one, not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, we've probably got rope ladders and stuff. Hey, do we have rope ladders on the zipline?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think you would. Actually, you'd have something better than a rope ladder. You might have a extending metal with chain type of ladder or something like that. Yeah. Most times, Zeppelin's more at the top of the building and you've got to get down from onto a platform.
Yeah. Would we have one long enough that we could use stuff to go up the cliff?
No, not that long, unfortunately.
Okay. Just checking. Well, that plus, looking at some map stuff, also get together some water and things like that in case we end up trekking into the jungle for a while.
Okay, so you're breaking into the archaeological box and pulling out some survival gear. Fair enough.
Yeah, I do have a point of survival, so I can have some idea about what the hell I'm doing.
Right.
Same here.
Those of you looking around for some naturally occurring peat on the beach, unfortunately, it does not look like it, as this the base here is normally submerged. It looks like it actually hasn't been dry for very long. The cliff walls are still wet.
Okay, so this place has only just gone to low tide or more. In pop logic, this place has just risen out of the sea. No, that means that nothing's been able to wash up.
No, there isn't like seaweed all over the place, but you can tell by the erosion and the dry and wet areas that this is, the tide does come up to the side, up further on the cliff, and then does recede this low, but the whole island isn't like, hasn't not been recently pulled up out of the ocean or anything.
Okay, we'll need to warn Xander that he may need to get the ship up a little bit higher so it doesn't get completely soaked with water. Pass that word along, and then I'm going to go climb the rope up to the top of the cliff and start looking around with my eagle eye.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to take notebook, camera, a water bottle with me, and climb down.
Okay. All right, everyone who's going to scale the cliff using, like, rope and handholds, give me an athletics roll. Just don't flub it, and you'll be okay. There's some good, solid handholds. You have rope.
I will, Ms. Rackham, do you need help? If not, I'll help out the assistant.
Wow, that was a great roll.
Yes, please help out the assistant. I think I should be okay.
Okay.
As I struggle up a little bit, nearly tripping a few times, I go, thank you, honey, thank you, honey, thank you, honey. I followed all your advice. I have a one. I got a -3.
Yes.
I got a one total.
As long as someone got a zero or less, everyone makes it.
I haven't rolled yet, so just wait for me. Okay, this is
Sharon didn't roll,
yep,
right?
There's a negative, and I'll just check George. He's got a zero.
Sharon, you have to put the slash in front of the roll, Sharon.
I was going to say I can help out Jameis and help out Gavin.
There we go. Ooh. Right.
Wow. Well, wait a minute.
Nice.
That brings me up to a -1, so I flubbed it.
Okay, no, that's all right. Who got zero or less on their roll?
I did.
Other than Sharon. Anyone else?
George and Gavin.
George and Gavin both, okay. It takes you much longer to get up. The handholds are more difficult for you to find. You not have as much experience climbing rock walls, apparently. You will eventually get up, as long as no one got more than like a -2.
No. Total.
Yeah,
and I did get a 4 to help out the assistant.
Yeah. And she gets up just fine. All right, so give me a second here.
You're struggling with a damn pack. That's what's causing me problems. You take the water now.
It's the compass. It's leading you the wrong direction.
Don't talk about compasses.
Oh, if only the guy with the jetpack would take the telescope and go up a bit and scout around.
If only.
Do you want me to do that?
Okay, do you guys have a new screen?
Yeah.
A little jungle clearing? Okay.
It's, we attack the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
we lose.
Yeah. All right. So after you climb to the top of the cliff, yes, there's this kind of tropical jungle up here, which is, those of you, who are scientifically minded, this is kind of out of place in these types of water.
Yeah.
I fly up and scout the area with the telescope.
Okay. Give me an alertness roll.
Get caught by a current and swept out to sea.
Mm-hmm. Give me an alertness roll and a piloting roll. Do the alertness
five on
first.
The alertness, mm-hmm. And what's the piloting?
Minus two. Oh,
okay.
Oh, dear.
So that's
five and a... Five for alertness and three for pilot.
Okay. You notice if you get very high at all, though, you start getting very turbulent weather, and it's very difficult to keep control of your jetpack. From what you can scan, though, you've got this very thick jungle canopy going on ahead of you, and it stretches out for several miles. But to get any better of a vantage point, you're going to have to, well, you might get sucked up into this funnel above you.
Probably not worth it.
Where's your spirit of adventure?
Hey, I am at best able to get a 5, and that's if I crit. I'm going to be sucked up, regardless of how well I roll.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Where's your spirit of adventure?
Let your spirit of adventure lead the way and push on. Look how far ahead your dog is. You're even a dog's doing more adventurous than you.
Well, no, right, I didn't take my dog down. Are you crazy? This place is dangerous.
All right, everybody, everyone else, give me alertness rolls as well.
Write them down and tell the people about the
Hundegar can keep his the 5.
I'm sorry, I haven't rolled an alertness yet.
Oh, sorry, not Hundegar. Who's with jetpack?
Thane.
I am jetpack.
I am not alert at all. Oh, look at this interesting patch of moss here.
That gives me a 3 in alertness.
Okay. Rock'em has a 3.
Don't forget to roll for your 8 as well.
Actually, no, you don't roll for them.
Okay.
Yeah. We were definitely on the right course, weren't we?
Oh, yes.
When we were... Okay, just wanted to make sure it wasn't like the pilot had terribly failed to drive us in the right direction.
What did Gavin get?
2.
2?
Pretty good. Marlo? Drove quite well, but no. Okay, just 2 for me.
Marlo?
5.
I'm assuming you're picking George as a physical help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pretty much that's the obvious pick.
All right. And how about Bishop? What did Bishop end up getting?
8/10 for hearing.
8/10. All right. All right. Good enough. So you're at the top of this jungle clearing. And you do see this clearing going through this very thick canopy right through here. And this vine that's right here, this is actually... a very thick vine that's growing on a boulder above you, reaching out across and connecting to more trees on the other side. What do you folk wish to do?
I bravely and boldly set out.
I set out behind him with my rifle at the ready and wait for someone to chop the someone chop the vine first, since it's in our way, I think.
No, it's above you.
It's above us.
It's above you.
I look for any obvious signs of weird circuitry in the forest, because there's obviously hidden cameras.
I wait.
Yes. All right. So the two of you kind of go forward. Give me a second here.
Look out, there's a polar bear.
Roar.
Awesome! There's a polar bear in the middle of a jungle environment? This is the best thing ever.
I want a penguin.
All right. As you start forward, a pack of dogs runs out of this underbrush over here.
Oh.
And there's a very short-looking guy that seems to be behind the pack. Can you guys see those tokens now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Does he look feral?
I gesture to Bishop, and I hold my hands open. Like, I am not kidding.
I put the rifle kind of to the side, ready to quickly draw it, but not actually pointing at them.
Okay.
And I yell out, hey, I say, hey. Do you speak? And then I go through my series of languages I know, which is
okay,
English, German, French, and Italian.
Right, all right, so you're yelling out and babbling at him, and he seems to be cooing, almost singing to the dogs. It looked like they're just chomping to go, and he's kind of like holding them back. He doesn't respond back just yet.
What dog breed are they descended from?
They're small but very wide dogs. Well, they look like dogs. It's very hard to tell.
Okay.
Snarling like dogs. They've got muzzles, lots of teeth, but they're built very low to the ground and very stocky.
Can someone else speak languages to this guy? I would rather not have to get into violent altercation.
Right. Is he actually looking at us? Or
yes. Oh, yeah. He's staring. He's looking right. Actually, he'll be looking right at Bishop, who's been trying to communicate with him, and he seems to go on with this kind of low singing, sing-song voice, and it looks like it's controlling the dogs.
Hang on, Mr. Hypnotism, do you recognize
wave
this?
Wave your hand, obviously, and smile and look nice. Do not try talking to him just yet. Just show that you're a
teeth. I wave my hand, smile, and try to build a rapport without talking with my great presence.
I start slowly backing away.
All right, go ahead and move yourself.
I sadly cannot.
Oh, you can't? Oh, okay, hold on.
Where is which tokens, Bishop?
Second one back, the Call of Cthulhu one.
Oh, you logged on as Marlowe. That's why. Okay, let me...
Not seeing any tokens.
Try it now.
Either.
Try it now, Nick.
All right. Nope.
Still can't. All right. You want to be behind the vine?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm just trying to get out of this. I am not a talking man.
The guy sits there and stares at your,
I just whispered to Gavin, does that look like hypnotism to you?
Just looks like a guy talking to his dogs, keeping them, people do that at times.
Yeah, it's like how shepherds control their flock.
With a dog.
Have you never heard of verbal commands? Really?
Yes, but I'm just checking that it's not the way he's doing it. I just don't want any mind-controlled dogs biting us.
Now, looking up...
What the...
Okay. Looking up at this vine... Does
your
this vine have any...
power armor, damn it.
Looking up at this vine, is it as if he's herding us on the other side of this vine as if this is a trap?
Or well, so far he's just sitting there and singing to the dogs while he stares at the very tall individual in front of him, across the way from him. Nick, to actually investigate, you've got to actually go and poke around. Looking is alertness.
Mm-hmm. Do I notice anyone else or anything else besides the dogs and the guy?
Actually, Bishop, you do see some rustling. In the bushes around the clearing. You don't catch sight of anything. And occasionally you'll hear like a caw of, some strange bird.
I kind of whisper kind of like quietly, like just kind of smiley, like there may be birds or something in the bushes, or it may be people calling out.
Okay.
He didn't respond to any of the languages I tried?
No. Although you did get his attention, and he's kind of looking at you, seems to be keeping the dogs at bay.
I am going to take off my water flask, and I'm going to uncork it, walk forward a little way, plant it firmly in the door, in the dirt, and walk backwards.
All right, move your token forward as to where you're going to be. Okay, and you lay it right there? All right.
And stand it upright.
All right, and then you move back?
Can't see any of the tokens.
You can't see any of the tokens?
And I would like to ask...
Just the dogs. Yeah, that's all you should be seeing.
Yeah. Can you scroll from side to side? Perhaps you're really zoomed in. I had to zoom out to 60% to see anything. Can I use my empathy to get a read on him? Is he sort of the cautious, this could be trouble? Or is he, we are used to visitors, or perhaps these are... not entirely dangerous people. Is he relaxed like you would expect a bushman to be, or is he...
Give me a roll. As you are not an anthropologist.
okay, so he's not actually... I was picturing this guy is actually full-fledged Homo sapien. Six.
You don't know. His body movements seem to be... he's calm, and he seems to be putting a calming influence on the dogs, who are obviously not calm.
Nice. So yeah, I plant that, I step back, and I gesture for everyone else to step back a bit as well to make it.
Okay.
So that we couldn't easily lunge forward to that position.
After a bit of this kind of trying communication to go on, he starts retreating back. And his dogs kind of follow him. He's still staring right at you, but he starts moving back away from everyone. And Sharon, you should be seeing four dogs and like a guy behind him. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what do you guys do?
Oh, no.
Do I still hear the rustling and movement in the bushes?
You do. And, the sounds are coming from, like, high up in the trees. When you look, you actually do see, like, some monkeys that's going from tree to tree. You catch sight of some very colorful birds.
If only I was a hunter, I'd shoot the bird and bounce it on my wall.
I suggest we sit and wait. This is this person's territory, and any direct action could cause offense. So we wait until they make the first move.
Okay, doctor.
So you guys just kind of wait to see what happens?
Does he lift yet, or can we
stay? No, he's just going further down the trail. You know, he still doesn't look like he's afraid, but he's trying to distance himself a bit from you guys. He's bringing the dogs with him. How much longer do you guys wait, or do you just kind of wait to see what happens?
Does he stay in sight of us, as if deliberately?
He does. Keeping us in sight? Yeah, he does.
So it's deliberate that he's keeping us in his vision.
Yes, it appears to be so.
Then after a while, I'll step forward and retrieve my canteen.
Okay.
Well, Bishop, you're the most likable person here. I think you should disarm yourself and see if you can walk up and see what the guy does.
After a bit, when you come and get your water canteen and kind of go back to the group, some more guys step out of the bush.
Yeah.
Can you guys see those tokens now?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Do they match any depictions of tribal figures?
Well, not any specific figure you've seen. They're very short. They're maybe three and a half feet tall.
Right.
Their skin is... It's hard to tell. You're not close to them. I mean, you're viewing them from across the trail. They're very dirty. So they could be brownish. They could be lighter colored. It's hard to tell. They've got like a very, you know, they've got like soot and dirt all over exposed skin.
Okay. Well, 3 foot tall is actually standard for a native human, which is.
Mm-hmm. The guys that step out do have, you'll notice they have in their right hands, they all carry something that looks like a stone boomerang.
Are they sharp?
No, it looks very club-like, actually, but it's got a, you know, kind of that V shape to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they all proceed to just kind of, they're chittering at each other in kind of a sing-songy voice, and they're, you know, looking
they
at you
Bushmen.
And talking to each other.
They are just like Bushmen. Okay.
Does that language sound familiar to any Native American language?
To a Native American language?
Yep.
No.
Well, when
how
you
about
say this...
to an African language?
Yes.
How about to an African language that...
Do
like...
we think it's any language that we might reasonably know?
Yeah.
The sing-songing lilt? No, you really can't think of any other language that's like that. It's not just that the words are like rhyming or anything. They're actually... It's like singing. One of them kind of steps forward a bit. He's very daring as to what you've seen so far. He comes very close. He still has that stone-looking, you know, probably a weapon in his right hand. But he steps forward and just looks at all of you. He hunkers down on his legs and kind of just squats there looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I grab a canteen slowly,
yep.
drink from it.
Yeah.
I open it, drink from it, and then slowly kind of with my one hand forward, like with the canteen offered, slowly move a little bit forward, seeing if he's willing to take the offering.
Sure, give me a rapport roll. So, yeah, move yourself forward there.
And luckily for me, I get the bonus +2 for first impressions.
Okay.
This would be, I need to add an additional +2 on top of this. 11.
11, very nice. So you, a few things happen. You step forward with, the canteen extended, and, he looks at it, and he reaches out, as if to grab it, just as your footing becomes very insecure. Give me an athletics roll. You may add, your +2 for danger sense to this, by the way.
Oh. 8.
Okay. There's apparently a pit underneath where you just stepped. You're able to, quite elegantly step away before it actually falls out beneath you. Look down, and it's like a very deep, maybe 8-9 feet deep pit. The fellow in front of you seems to be, you know, doesn't really react to it very much, and he still has his hand outstretched to you.
I hand the canteen over after taking another little sip, just to confirm that, and showing that I am drinking it.
He looks at it, he thunks it, he pours some of the water out in his palm, licks it, and you know, he sticks it amongst his clothing, and he pulls something else out of his clothing. It looks like some kind of bladder, and hands it to you. It's made probably out of some kind of animal skin.
I open it, get a little sniff, you know, do exactly kind of what he did.
It's whatever's in it's fermented. It's got kind of a creamy color to it.
I'm sorry, Jameis just made me laugh. Jameis just wrote, "I white man, you savage, you now part of our empire."
It's really tempting.
I kind of take a little sip of it, show it, like, kind of nod towards him and kind of carefully back away, making sure to avoid something.
Sure, it's not bad. Your best guess is it's fermented coconut milk.
Yeah, Jared guessed that correctly.
Yep. Well, he nods to you, and he turns around and walks back to his group of friends, and he looks back over at you, and the whole group seems to be moving down the trail. And every once in a while, he'll stop and look back over at your group.
I kind
of... This is where you need to have bars of chocolate.
That would have been awesome. Yeah, I mean, my interactions with natives have not gone well in the past.
Marlo's having flashbacks.
Yeah, I'm not, perhaps not the best. I know how to burn down the village.
This way, they're all called Charlie, just so you get the final touch.
All right, it's time for me to go with trees. No.
Come on, go native.
I wonder if I could turn into Kurtz. That'd be awesome. A bunch of little pygmies with stone boomerangs.
Right. Just before they're going down the trail.
So what do you want us to do, Bishop? Our anthropology guy? Archaeology is a subset of anthropology, right? I had a friend who took a few courses.
I'm the archaeologist.
Not quite. I lean over to the archaeologist. Is it okay to take some photos?
Probably not five photos.
Sorry, no. Your camera would actually be a flash camera, but it, or is it?
No, it would use powder. It'd be up to her whether to use it or not.
As long as it doesn't make any bright flashes or loud sounds, then you're fine. I want to advance round the other side. Advance round to about where Bishop is slowly, but looking at the ground on the other side of the pit, are there animal tracks? Is it this is a natural pathway? So I'm
take a chip. Take a chip. Yes, you actually do see. This looks like this is a thoroughfare that there are many animal prints coming through here.
And this is a normal way of hunting. Excellent.
Shall we continue to see where it goes? I seem to have at least not pissed off the natives.
They seem to be accepting. Do they just continue to advance off?
Yes, the one in the rear who had some dialogue with Bishop every once in a while stops and looks back.
And,
I just realized, that one's female. You just married her. You dog, you, Bishop. Always with the woman.
God, no.
As long as we take it slowly and carefully and don't make any hostile movements, we should be fine to follow them. A short way. Don't make it clear that we're following them and don't look like we're expecting them to lead us anymore.
Actually, aren't we supposed to be following them? Because I'm kind of like nodding towards the one who keeps looking back.
Well, I don't know. Do they look back and make any gestures or do they just look back?
Only the one looks back.
Okay, in which case they're probably just looking.
If I make a move to follow, does the person like shake head or like?
Move your token forward. As you start coming forward, he stops about where he is right now. And he, points down to the ground in front of him. And then he walks off. He keeps looking back to see what you're doing. Or it does, you know. No, the ginger.
Yeah, quickly rewrite his notes.
Oh, God.
Could be marking their boundaries, or it could be inviting us to move forward.
Miss Rackham, is
I look down for another trap.
Do you move that far forward to look?
Not that forward, like where I am, because I thought he was kind of pointy. Like.
Okay, yeah, with your alertness and roll, sure. The ground does look a little different right there.
Right.
Okay, he's marked the traps for us, at least.
So that means they're non-hostile and they're not one, they're...
They don't want to kill us yet.
Yes.
Does anyone have a flag on them?
No. the most obvious thing is they like when it eats.
I hate to tell you.
Species meets a new one, they do not know if it's going to be predator or prey.
Now,
and
I
they
have
just treat
to...
it gingerly until they find out.
Now, I hate to tell you this, Bishop, but do you do know that you're no longer really a British citizen so much as a citizen of Metapol now? And Metapol is not England.
Technically, you can be a part of Metapol and be a part of another country.
Yep. Many of them are.
So you're no longer, so you're now a Metapolitan citizen.
So Rackham has set up our cameras, taking many pictures of the pygmies and the forest around. I assume you are not using flash photography.
No.
Okay. All right. So, what do you guys do?
Shall we continue on, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm following your lead. You two are in the lead, so you let us know.
Okay,
I'm
going
to stick to the side of the path, or I'm going to give myself a stick.
I point out where the holes are, obviously, especially to the aide. By the way, I didn't catch your name, my lady.
He's hitting on her.
Already!
Yes, no, Sharon, you can play the part of the aide whenever the aide is addressed.
It's Jane Ellerby.
Okay, Jane, got it. Let's go. Be very careful.
I follow Bishop.
I follow them. Be very careful and slow and non-hostile. Mm-hmm. What's weird is they really don't seem like this is. This doesn't really seem that out of the ordinary to them, which kind of bothers me. Oh, by the way, is George with us?
Yes.
Did they react at all to him?
Didn't seem to.
They have their own dogs, in which case they may be used to the idea of domestic or hunting animals, and they consider George one of those. No offense to you, George.
Hook.
pretty much. The other thing to remember is that for save in several rare cases, normally native tribesmen are not hostile at first. It could be that there are several different tribes on this island and that this was no different than just interacting with another new tribe. Just take it carefully.
How many new tribes have you come across?
Oh, I have visited South America and toured a little of Africa.
He's read many books to talk about tribes.
You do realize that we're probably not the first people that they've seen.
Yeah.
They're the ones that did that, I say, pointing upwards.
Yeah, they're not the guys, so...
No.
Well, they may be putting on a really good disguise, but...
At
the moment, I'm thinking not. Move on. Move your tokens up.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I can't move mine.
Yeah, no, we... my movement is to avoid traps, move forward slowly.
Okay.
In this wondrous new scenery.
All right, sounds good. And about the time that you guys do get past the overhanging vine that was back here, some more of the tribesmen scamper down the vine. They seem to be going and resetting the trap. They seem to be completely just ignoring you, other than, you know, looking up at you every once in a while. But they're going just going about their own business.
So they outnumber us by a cred load.
Yep. Even more... more shocking was just how utterly well they were able to hide in the jungle foliage.
Thank God I've got a lot of bullets.
Who's this?
What? That's Xander. That's Xander.
Oh, yeah,
he's up there. Yeah. Not appearing in this scene.
Yeah, now that they're closer, what's their skin color? Because their skin color would indicate whether or not they would actually be native, because they would be different depending on their
They are dark-skinned, Polynesian. Tone. Although they are quite dirty. Like, they're covered in kind of a thin layer of mud. A very dark, drying mud.
Polynesian?
Yep. Wrong place for them. Very short, though.
Because...
No, you do not see rows of razor-sharp teeth or anything. They're not Chocho.
I thought... that out way earlier. I was like, are we dealing with the Chocho already?
No, Chocho are Asian. Polynesians
And they're already in Metapol anyway, so...
Yeah, Polynesians are the people of the islands. Pretty much anyone like Hawaii, Easter Island, that area. So they're about 12,000 miles off course. Although there are some in Madagascar, although I don't know this. So I'm going to shut up now.
All right. But yeah, they just seem to be diligently putting back together their pit trap.
As long as we stay close together, there should not be any trouble.
You are close enough now and see them in a group here that they do all appear to be male, as they're wearing no top and some like loincloth bottom.
that would point towards that they have an actual village or community somewhere else where they will keep the women rather than moving as a familial group.
Yeah, actually, Rackham and Jane wearing dresses or trousers?
Traveling trousers.
And Jane?
Same thing.
Actually, okay. The more important question is, how obviously feminine are you?
Fairly obviously.
Okay.
The compass is pointing inland, is it?
Ah, taking a look at the compass. Actually, yes, it's pointing towards the direction they seem to be going.
Bert,
kind of lodestone.
Yes.
Just thinking about this, what all creates a magnetic pole? It's also electricity can create a if it goes around
a magnet. Huge body.
Of course, it. Bert, would something like, you know how Ellard's Island had the big giant radio tower?
Mm-hmm.
Would that have created a type of electromagnet?
It's possible.
Okay. I was just wondering if something like...
But that. A magnet doesn't drain something of electricity, though.
No.
So.
No, that's something.
Sounds like some mad alchemy happening here.
Yes.
I need to hire up.
In pop logic, a huge lodestone is completely ordinary sight, and it's it can do anything in pop logic. So.
Yep.
The magic of lodestone.
Exactly.
It's lode buried.
I've got to get a rim shot.
We just fell into another pit.
We have this fresh meat that we just discovered.
Bye, Bishop. Would you like us lower a line down to you in that pit? Oh, I see the spike has already done you in. What's that? There wasn't any spike? Well, there appears to be a very large metal one. Oh, that fell from above. I wonder where my sword went.
Yes.
Hey, Bert, about 15. Can we take about a 15-minute
yep,
break?
Yep, that's fine. All right, so... assuming you do, in fact, skirt the trap there.
I pay attention to see if they point out any more and point out any more.
Right. So you're following them along the way. So after a bit, what happens is the group behind you does kind of follow along as well. They keep it at a, you know, several paces away. They're not looking threatening. They're not brandishing weapons, but they are walking in the same direction.
Do they have the similar weapon to the other guys with the boomerang?
Yes. It's some kind of stone. Maybe it's a stone club, but it's got, you know, that V shape. Looks vaguely aerodynamic.
Actually, if anything, it's resembling a falchion or a various kinds of machete or bow knife. So. No serration visible?
No serration.
Well, it's not exactly as if you've got a good one to have a close-up look at.
We are walking along, we're getting all sorts of glimpses of these people. Okay, but also...
Coconut hooch?
One... is it one solid piece?
Yes, seems to be one solid piece.
Nice. They have very good stonewalking then. Okay.
Where do they lead us?
Okay. You go further along the path. At one point, they go through some very thick foliage. It's no longer kind of this animal trail. This game trail is kind of what you're on now. And so they lead you through some thick foliage. You burst through, and what you see, and I don't have a map for this, is kind of like an inland grotto. There's a kind of a waterfall and there's a village built up along the shore of it. Village is mostly made up of vines and the woods that have been harvested from the jungle. But now and then you see interesting bits, like there's a propeller blade that someone is using to hoe a garden. There's an obviously piece of metal, a door that someone's affixed to the front of their hut. There, you do see the women now. They're at the grotto. It looks like that they're, you know, cleaning clothing. They're, preparing food. I'm going off the same alertness rolls you have earlier. Bishop, you pick out two of the women, are pale skinned and red haired. And, they seem to be washing out clothing, and one of them pulls the clothing out of the grotto, and it's a man's white shirt that you would be very used to seeing.
Hello! I could, try to get their attention.
Yes, as you, cry out, the natives around you kind of look at you. They all kind of turn.
Cringes!
Yeah. They all kind of look at you, and their right hands come up with that little stone club like thing, when they see that you're
we
not.
Lift it away and let them go for it.
Mr. Marlowe, would you give me a hand? There's a note, there's a pit here. Would you give me a hand shoving him in?
No.
When they see that he isn't doing any threatening moves, they do calm down. The two women that you see at the grotto, though, and they look around, and, they start running towards you. the natives around them kind of let them, and they start, they start screaming out in English. It's like, oh, we're saved! We're saved!
I kind of take a step back and try to,
fighting over him.
I'm married! I show my wedding ring. I'm married!
What is wrong with you?
So they run into your group. They run into your group, and they're just like, "Oh, we thought we'd never get off this island. Oh, who are you all?
Have you ever heard of Metapol?"
They look to each other and shrug. No, is it
a city on the Newfoundland founded by the guilds? You know the guilds?
Oh, sadly, that's where we were headed.
What
it's
year?
Been so long, I've forgotten.
What year did
year?
You set out?
Yeah.
Well, one of them blurts out a year that was like 12 years ago.
Jeez.
That's not going to be culture.
She looks like she's maybe 19, 18. Both of them look around that age. The red-haired one looks a little younger. The other one's kind of a dark-haired. I'm sorry. Just to, not to gloss over it, but just to put it out. Yes, all the women are you know, doing the topless thing, and so are these two.
Oh, sweet. I will take off my coat and hand it to them.
Actually, they're not quite, you know, sure what you're doing at first, and then the darker haired one says...
They would have been here when they were, seven, yeah. So we're looking at the Blue Lagoon type ages when you're starting. But they probably wouldn't care at this point. They wouldn't have that ingrained
in
children by their parents.
It's not them.
Yeah, so the auburn-haired one.
What to do with it? They wouldn't get that it was a thing they had to do.
Yeah. The auburn-haired one, who appears to be a little lower, says, "Oh, remember, we're supposed to wear clothing. These are," and she's like, "Oh, I've forgotten." And, they cover up. The natives around you don't seem to be paying anyone any mind, and they just kind of go back.
Are there any other people who have been stranded here?
There were, there were some survivors from the wreck. They put a boat together, and they said they'd be back for us, and they never came back, and our mother died a few years ago.
Can you remember where you're from?
That's the pressing question.
I'm gonna guess Britain.
Yeah.
Ireland?
Yes, they name some small, city in
Cornwall.
No.
Cornish. You can do a Cornish accent, Bert. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun.
No.
God.
So anyway, they'll lead you deeper into the village, and they say, "Well, we have our own hut over here. Did you wreck as well? Oh, please tell us you didn't. You have a vessel? A ship?
We have a ship, an airship, and we are currently stranded here until a storm blows over. Will the natives mind if we stay here?
Be move very slowly. Don't make any loud noises. They're very helpful.
Yeah. Do you know if there's anyone else on the island besides you two and these people?
We occasionally see other wrecks. We sometimes scavenge from the shores, and we've seen other wrecks, but no other people. Sometimes bodies wash ashore.
How long do you take for these twisters to dissipate? I say, pointing upwards.
Sometimes it's hours, sometimes it's a day. It's whenever the stone stops glowing.
The stone?
What stone?
Let's have a look.
The red-haired girl.
We all sigh in unison.
Yes.
No, we don't. I'm positively excited.
who calls herself Sarah, the red-haired girl, points past the village and above kind of where the waterfall is. It's making this lagoon here. It's up there. It's really hard to get to.
Will they mind looking at it?
Yeah, it's a holy place to them.
Oh God.
Do they have a language?
We've been able to figure out a few words, enough to get by. We can communicate pretty well with them. They have a lot of concepts that they don't translate though.
Will they
like gun?
Do you wish to leave this island?
Yes!
Then can you explain that to them in a way which...
Can you get a bit close to your mic, please?
I am sorry. I am trying not to be too loud, because I can be very exuberant. No. Can you ask them if you are allowed to leave, or if that will be a problem?
Well, we haven't become married yet. They would let us leave. It's not what they call it. It's something else. They have a very different idea of property and relations. But we could leave.
Then might I invite you to leave with us, perhaps, if you are so willing to leave?
Please. There are some things that, well, we'll have to tell Father.
Father?
Your father?
Well, our mother did remarry, to help, you know, to help us get by.
You'd be very pleased if you could introduce us to people around this tribe so that we could ask questions and find out, because our maps say nothing of this island at all.
I'm sorry, we don't know a lot about that. Our education wasn't very complete when we started the trip, and we've been here so long.
Don't worry. If any help that you can be would be wonderful, as of course we are complete strangers.
So they will bring you into the village, to a particular hut. This hut is a little bit larger, than the other huts. It's the one that has, just 1 second. It's the hut that has the metal, door on it is where they're leading you. And, we'll go ahead and take a break.
That's a good one.
The metal door fashioned out of an old plane.
I approve of that, Bert.
All right, let's take 5.
I think we're in Bermuda.
No, we're not south enough.
No, I mean,
we're a day's travel away from. Actually, yeah. I don't know. Do we go east or west when we live in the park? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, you would go west, but we're in the middle of the northern Atlantic.
I'm going to step away for a minute, guys.
Pygmies are about 12,000 miles off course, and Polynesian pygmies are even worse.
And there's no such thing as the Bermuda Triangle, actually.
Yeah, and it hurts that
it's pulp.
And it hurts that there is a giant, glowing lodestone of evilness right there.
Oh, we don't know it's evil.
Dude, if we touch that thing, we're going to have horrific, awful dreams. And then a giant frog is going to come out and eat
touch that thing, it's going to turn into pulp fluid.
You know that's going to happen.
Nick, get ready to rock.
I know, I'm about to. We have a great white hunter right here.
What we need is to get the airship up and over the lodestone so we can just jump on the ladders and get out of here when we put it off.
Oh, man.
We need
a cereal crusher. We need a cereal crusher to wield the axe of doom. I'll be right.
Hello again.
Hey.
Yay, fun. Something else should be actually good at here. Or rather, you should get involved with and is in character for once.
What?
Something that my character should actually be good at because it's in character for once.
Oh, I didn't see that happening.
One in a million. I still have an undefined aspect. I wonder if there's time to fill it.
Yeah, I've got 3 or 4. Who cares?
I don't like them being there.
Take good with pygmies?
Ooh, robot.
Yeah, Bert's off doing something.
But it means that whenever there's a little bit of sound which makes you throw his mic, it comes through robot-y.
Yep.
No, how have people been anyway? Kind of skipped over that formality.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes, or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.